been an efficient quarterback, especially last year, late last year, and their offense is rolling. Does a good job of getting the ball out of his hands. They got wide open concepts where he can just be efficient and get the ball in and out of his hands. And I think that's the biggest thing that most people have trouble with. You sit back in zone, they'll just dink and dunk you, you know, down the field. And they can take shots with Jackson. They got a Pro Bowl caliber receiver in Jordan Reed. So he's got weapons. He's got the scheme. And he got a really good running game as well. I mean, he's faster than you know, 90% of the guys he's going to play against. So it gives you a little bit of trouble, and you can cover him, you know, throughout the entire game. But all it takes is one catch to really be devastating. So you got to make sure you stay on top of him, that you know where he is in every formation. But you know, he's the player he is because he has that ability to run by you, even when you know he's there.
You guys looked at that first half from Detroit. Once you had the benefit of a couple days and some film, anything pop out at you that was going on?
I mean, it's small stuff. Nothing that we prepared for. It was a few penalties, or a lot of penalties, actually. Got out leveraged on some runs. Just guys need to set the edge or hold the edge a little bit. And then some plays they earned. So it was nothing really earth-shattering that we saw. It was all stuff that we prepared for and just didn't get it done.
Doug talked about the resiliency of this team, and this isn't last year's team, that you guys have that ability to bounce back and not let one loss just carry over. What do you see in the locker room that makes these guys so much different? Because you were here last year, obviously.
Well, I mean, I think this team, we understand where we're going, and we understand that everything that happens is just the process. So this past week, and although we obviously want to win that game, and we didn't put ourselves in a position to win. And we fought back. We were proud of what we did, but, you know, we didn't get the job done. But it's on to the next week. It doesn't change our mind about who we are and what we're trying to accomplish, and we're looking forward to the next step.
You beat a team two games ago. You beat a team that everybody called the Super Bowl contender, had won three straight, dominated. Then you lose to a team that had, I think, had lost three straight. Does that make – I know what you guys believe, but do you look at this game then as more important than a fifth game of the season in terms of confirming what we started believing?
We don't need to confirm to ourselves who we are. Yeah. We know it. We step on the practice field every day and we understand it. The only thing that makes this game very important is it's the next game and it's in the divisional game. Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL. Every week you got to show up and do what you got to do to win. Like I said, we put ourselves in position to win that game and just didn't get it done. So each week takes on a life of its own. You know, regardless of who you're playing, you got to be the best team on that field that Sunday.
Because it's a divisional game, is there more weight to it because it's your first one or it seems to be very close right now in the standings?
I mean, every divisional game is important when you talk about what you want to do at the end of the year. You know, we talk about getting into the playoffs. Easiest way to do it is to win your division. So divisional games are probably your most important games of the year. And so this is our first one, and looking forward to getting the competition going.
As outsiders, we look at this stretch as four road games in 5 weeks. I know you guys are big on one game at a time, but is there any, you know, sense of the big picture that this is a really rough kind of just travel and scheduling and all that?
No, I don't think we look at it like a rough. I think we understand that this is – I mean, we haven't talked about it much. We want to talk about, you know, taking it 1 week at a time. But when you look at the next month, the next four games, we've got three games on the road. I think, what, three of them are divisional games? Yeah. That's you know, this is the chunk of the season right here. We talk about positioning. So, if anything, we're looking forward to the opportunity the next month. We got some really good teams. We got a bunch of divisional teams. We're on the road. And you steal some things on the road, and then it puts you in a better position later when you come back home. And so the opportunity for the next month is there. And we understand where we are in the season, 3-1 right now. We're feeling good about where we're at. And got an opportunity to attack this next quarter of the season.
Cool.
Appreciate it.